This episode is sponsored by FX's Shogun, available exclusively on Disney+. Shogun is an epic saga, powerful and engrossing, filled with romance, beauty, violence, and unexpected humor. Based on the critically acclaimed best-selling epic novel by James Clavell, Shogun is set in feudal Japan at the dawn of the Edo period in 1603. The tale charts the collision of two ambitious men from different worlds and a mysterious female samurai. But this is not your grandparents' samurai story. Shogun is an edgy modern drama full of epic twists and turns. Armies will converge, cannonballs will fly, and blood will spill. Don't miss this action-packed historical drama, FX's Shogun, a new original series now streaming exclusively on Disney+.
What happens now?
What happens now?
How will I cope?
How will I cope? Sometimes you don't want to talk about cancer to people you know. You just want to talk to someone who knows how you feel. That's why I joined the Macmillan online community. We know what it's like. Because we're living with cancer too. And whatever's on your mind, we're here to help. To join us, search Macmillan Online Community.
Well, hello everybody. This is Ronnie.
And this is Ben.
Thank you for joining us. This is our two-parter for the Golden Crappy Awards that we did here in February in Los Angeles. So much fun. Thank you to everybody who came. Thanks to everybody who streamed the tickets online. Every year we release the audio right here where you're getting this podcast. It's chaos. This show is chaos. It's screaming and yelling and just a bunch of people partying for 2.5 hours straight. If it gets on your nerves, we get it. You don't come. You have to be there. That's the glory of it, my
But
darling.
It's also a huge amount of fun. We had a great, great time, and we hope you're able to have a great time also. Obviously, there are elements of this broadcast that were really visual elements, and so we apologize if it's a little disorienting as you listen, but we think that overall you'll have a great time. And next time, come join us live.
This is a very special category to me and Ronnie.
Speaking of talent.
Okay. This is the best musical scoring category to honor the great music that appears on Bravo every single day.
Best musical scoring. Guys, best musical moment. First nominee is Whitney Sets a Table While Bobby Does Her Homework at the Counter.
That is a bop.
It's gonna be a tough one to beat.
Okay, the next one is The Real Housewives of Orange County opening credits, but it's the DJ Matty Reese 2023 remix. Okay, ready?
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, and almost passes by the store he meant to go into, but then he finds the door, and it's super funny. From Southern Charm.
I love that song.
That's a good one. Okay. In case you guys need something to work out to.
Here's another one. Salt Lake City double nominee. Okay. Heather has news. Her Starbucks card needs refilling.
Okay.
Like, I mean, you guys are going to get a Purple Heart after this show. Jesus. The women order poached salmon, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I'm a girl who likes salmon. I'm a girl who likes salmon when it's pink. I like
I'm a boss
pink
bitch.
It's a fish that's
boss
salmon.
Boss bitch, salmon bitch.
Salmon's the boss
don't grill
bitch
it
of the sea.
Poach it. I'm a boss bitch, boss bitch, 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 boss bitch.
Salmon's a boss bitch. All right, now it's Garcelle. When Garcelle orders poached salmon. Bling and diamonds.
I got that bling, bling
yeah.
Diamonds on fleek down the street.
Salmon yeah, on the street
yeah,
now, salmon on the street.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
See the winner. They're very urban.
Who is the winner?
Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. So urban. Really in touch with it.
Wow. And the winner, I think we forgot to make an envelope for the winner.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, here it is. We found it. Here's it. The winner for best music.
Whitney sets a table while Bobby does her homework
oh my
at the
God.
Counter. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Congratulations.
I'd like to thank all of the robots who were traumatized by religion who came up with that ditty. Thank you. Well done, guys.
Wow.
All right, what's next?
That was great. Now we are going to, we're going to go to best, or biggest fail.
Biggest fail.
I don't know, but we're going to find out. Yes, she is.
All right. Please welcome to the stage two of our favorite podcast hosts, Mr. Ryan Bailey and Kate Casey.
Welcome.
Rosanna, yeah, meet me all the way. Rosanna, yeah, meet you all the way. Rosanna, yeah, meet me all the way.
This is our first.
Well, as usual,
presenter.
I broke a chair. But at least this one was with my hands and not my ass, which I normally do.
How hot is Ronnie right now?
Right?
Yeah.
Look at him.
My God.
Oh, what, you're shocked that I'm hot? Hello.
Remember when Ronnie was thirsting over Brock earlier?
Yeah.
Oh, Kate is momming me and getting some lick lipstick off
Kate,
my face.
Kate, welcome to the crappies. Wait, we have a microphone. Give me Kate that one, actually, instead.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could not be more thrilled to be here. Let me tell you something. I have five children. And I was like, peace out.
See you, losers.
Yeah. Does anybody here want to drink with me tonight?
Yes.
Wow.
There will be drinking.
God.
She will forget her kids for you.
Yeah, I'm ready to rock it. By the way, just so you know, earlier tonight I was at a fraternity party at Loyola Marymount.
Oh, God.
Every weekend.
You were?
I really I swear to God, I was.
Kate, you're literally coming here with lipstick all over your fucking face.
I know.
Drunk to the
She's
fucking
She's been with
gills.
Joe Bradley earlier.
Yeah, but I'm Irish. I'm actually not drunk. I've literally had six tequila shots, not even remotely
Kate,
drunk.
What the hell? Anybody who listens to Kate Casey knows this is some crazy shit. Kate, you want to do some fucking bumps off my ass while we're here?
Wait, my niece is in the audience. Sydney, would you... Sydney, are you there? Stand up.
Sydney went home, girl. Sydney's gone.
Sydney, are you here?
Sydney was like,
she
take
was
care
about
of Auntie.
Sydney backstage.
There never was a Sydney.
I took her here. Okay.
Kate
anyway.
Is belligerent right now.
Is Sydney in
I
this
love
room
it. Well, this
with
is the,
us right
This
now?
Is the perfect category for both of
no,
you guys.
I know I said it, but I mean it. Does anyone want to drink with me tonight?
Yes, you will. We are going to drink with Kate Casey.
I'm not kidding.
That was Ryan, perhaps.
The new Dorinda Medley of podcasters.
Yes, Sydney. Thank you.
Oh, is that your is that your niece?
So
no,
Ryan?
But I want to drink with her.
It's not.
Okay.
What about you? What were you doing before this, Ryan? Jeez.
I was just hearing Kate talk about her travels today.
No. How cute is Ryan?
Oh, stop. Yeah.
So cute.
Adorbs.
Yeah.
Well, let's get on with the biggest fail, shall we?
Yes.
All right. So the nominees are...
By the way, for anybody who's watching this at home or can't see what Ryan just brought up here.
He made a MRS.
Ryan brought up MRS.
I purposely misspelled this because Sutton would misspell
MRS. MRS is in the purse, everyone.
Yeah.
That. Wow.
All
God
right,
bless.
First nominee. Who wants to... Ryan, why don't you read that
okay.
one?
Okay.
The first nominee, we have Denise's Upside Down Jacket.
Yes, Woo! Yes, classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
This one's you, Kate.
Aaron Tsai trying to make Jessel the victim. That way big fail. Way
they
big
failed.
Fail.
They failed.
Sorry, my ladies.
Ryan.
Oh, the reality reckoning.
Which, by the way.
Sassy's in the audience. Bravo, wait, docket. Kate was on.
I'm in that.
You're in the reality reckoning?
I'm in the reality reckoning.
Are you reckoning us right now?
Yeah.
Are you in a reckoning?
I'm the reality reckoning.
They gave, by
the way, I would
right
like to say, they gave me terrible lighting.
That was Bethany. Bethany's like, no one can have better lighting than me, okay? That's cheetah lighting, cheetah lighting.
Anyway. Oh, Whitney's exploited vagina. And you know what? If you have a vagina, you get that. You appreciate that. It's exploited. It's exploited.
Kate really did hang out at a fraternity earlier.
I've never seen Kate like this.
This
and
is
I
very
love
exciting
I'm not
for
even
us.
Drunk. I had six tequilas. I'm not drunk. I swear to God.
Love it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Okay.
And who wants to play a game?
Can we play a game?
My least favorite quote on Bravo right now.
Can we play a game?
Yeah, we need to play a game with you guys. Basic information, since they didn't cast people that actually knew each other.
Yeah, no, this was important to Ryan and to myself. We thought earlier, we're like, let's play a game.
Okay.
Ronnie, when did you first meet Ben?
Glory Hole.
Knew it.
2011.
It was awkward because we both stuck it in at the same time. We're like, ow.
I always love the games in Real Housewives where it's like, oh my God, you guys, you know, it would be so fun. Let's play I Fucking Hate You and Here's Why.
Yeah. Let's play a game where everyone who's cool gets to be on a wagon and everyone who sucks does not get to be on a wagon and they die. Who's
but
off the wagon?
In a bonnet.
Yeah, they
let's
did
wear
that
a bonnet,
on Salt Lake City. They're like, who are you going to toss off your wagon, honey?
I don't know if you guys are willing to answer this, but I will. My question is, who do you fucking hate in Housewives? And I'll be the first one to say it.
Who?
Why don't you be the only one? Yeah, what do you hate?
Okay, I hate two people. I fucking hate Vicky Gumbelson because she... And I'll tell you why. Because she's demeaning and she's an idiot. And I'll tell you who else. I fucking hate Alexis Bellino because she said... A woman should never be president. Fuck her!
Jesus.
Kate will never work again.
How could you be so mean to one of the best up-and-coming news anchors?
Oh, my God.
Okay, Ryan. Okay.
That woman is a hard-hitting journalist. How dare you?
Sorry.
Ryan is going to read the winner
of
the biggest fail.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
The winner is... The reality reckoning.
Biggest
wow.
fail.
Well done. Well done.
Wow. Thank you.
Well
guys.
Done,
thank you
Bethany.
So much.
Thank you.
Can somebody drive Kate home?
Ryan and Kate, everyone.
Rosanna, yeah, meet you all the way. Rosanna, yeah, meet you all the way. Sing it. Yeah, Rosanna, yeah.
Well, that was spirited.
Kate Casey, Ryan Bailey, everyone.
In more ways than one.
And now to present the award for best fight, which we almost had. Almost had. Host of a really great podcast, that's a gay-ass podcast, Mr. Eric Williams.
Eric, come on out. Look at him. Look at this.
Boy, how are you?
We love a man in sequins.
Thank you. It's ASOS
is
best. Can we hear some noise?
So handsome, so tall.
What a stop it, Ronnie.
Eric is a relatively new podcaster, and you guys should all listen to his podcast. That's a gay-ass podcast. Oh, we didn't plug Sheena's shenanigans and all that. So we're going to plug a whole bunch of stuff. Oh, you did? Okay, good.
Come on. You're with the pro here.
Ben and Ronnie have been on That's a Gay-Ass Podcast, and I think they are the best gay people I know. Do we agree?
I was very fortunate to be at your live show where I had to lip sync Did I have to lip sync something by Diane Wiest?
You did a character actress lip sync.
Yes.
And you won That's a Gay Ass Live Show's Champion of Cock, character actress Knowledge. Ronnie, if you were to choose a character actress that you would represent, who would you choose?
I would. Was that from Bullets Over Broadway?
I think, well, probably, yes.
Probably that, Jennifer.
Charmed, I'm sure. Charmed, I'm sure.
A very impassioned person in the audience just said, sisters! I guess Seal Award is probably what you're, right? Seal Award. Anyway, let's get on with this category, shall we, Eric, for best fight. Are you ready for this?
Oh, I was born baby. I love women screaming. The first nominee, Danielle and Lindsay Fallout in Summer House.
That was a good one, right?
Yeah, that's supporting my relationship with Carl.
Summer House has lost me. Is anybody mad? I'm done.
It's a little rough. We're still watching, but it's been a little up and down.
I'll just look at Kyle's
Instagram.
Wasn't
it good this year, though? I thought Summer House was good this year. I think it's maybe the after the season stuff that we're already tired of before it came back, right?
Yeah, I'm just triggered.
I can't wait to find out what happened with Lindsay and Carl, personally.
Who gets the Kia?
I have a sad life.
Who gets the Kia?
Next one.
Next one, we have the esophagus fight of Beverly Hills.
Only Bravo can give us an esophagus fight.
I don't know if that's the best fight or the best worst fight.
Yes, that's fair.
We also have Heather confronts Monica about reality Von T's.
That was pretty good.
And next, Sheena, Katie, and the hotel room in Mexico.
Let's never forget that. Let's never
forget. That beret. I cannot with that Pier 1 beret.
And finally, thank you. You're welcome.
Taco Tuesday. Predictions. Eric, do you have a prediction on who? And do you have a preference? Predictions and preferences.
My prediction is that most likely it's the Salt Lake City fight.
Uh-huh.
However, there's something about hating Anne-Marie. That feels so good. What a stupid fucking fight.
Yeah.
I mean, I like it, but I would only give that an 8.5.
Yeah.
Out of 10.
How sad. If my husband told me I was an 8.5, I'd say you could suck all 6.5.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's
seven,
good.
7, 7, 7, 7, 7.
I know.
That's really good.
You should have said you could suck all 10.
You could suck all 12 and a half. He's like, ow, 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 ow.
Yeah, it's all fun and games until you're married. You're like, Ronnie, can I go back to the 6?
Ronnie, do you have any preference?
Any threes available?
Three? Honey.
Girl, you gotta
more.
Do it every day. Just a little package. Bring it in, let me finish it, and send it home.
Do you want me to hold your mic?
Thank you.
I don't have the jaw strength.
And the winner of the best fight.
Huh?
Heather confronts Monica about reality Von T's.
That's a gimme. Unfortunately, Heather Gay couldn't be here tonight, so would you like to accept the award on her behalf?
I would like to say receipts, proof, timeline,
screenshots.
Thank you!
Thank you, Eric Williams. Go listen to That's a Gay Ass Podcast.
Someday love will find you. Break those chains that bind you. When night will remind you how we touched and went our separate ways.
The sultry sounds. The
Katie
most,
and Walter.
Most extra.
You guys are killing it tonight.
We found these in the garbage, by the way, these shirts. We did. We dug them out of the garbage.
Actually, my dog peed on this shirt.
That's a Tom Sandoval, the most extra shirt.
Our dog peed on it, so we have to wash it so Walter
I like how every time I look over here, Katie, you're in a different wig.
I'm extra, extra bitch.
In a ceremony held earlier this evening.
That wig is insane. You should just. Katie is having a very Karen Huger moment with this wig right now.
Is it on backwards? It's very Denise Richards.
Yeah, I'm having wig moments. There's a lot of wigs.
Don't
don't do that.
Wig.
Don't do that.
Wow. Don't make me sing the song. Don't make me sing
the
song.
Wow, wow. Troubled. All right. In a ceremony held earlier this evening, the Bill and Melinda Gates Philanthropic Man of the Year Award for providing hotel rooms and detergent to the needy, Juan Dixon, Real Housewives of Potomac.
Best chemistry, this is a tie. The first winners from Southern Charm, Olivia and Rod. And from Real Housewives of New Jersey, Louie and Bo Deedle.
The best wolf.
Booger wolf, baby. Booger wolf.
Outstanding achievement for, I think, being right there. I think he's right there. Is that him? I think that is him. John Jansen's son. Hi.
Outstanding achievement for,
actually it was someone else.
John Jansen's son as well.
Lifetime achievement in being a slut who can't do her job. Norma. Bloop.
Lifetime achievement for fighting off pirates just by telling them really boring stories. Captain Sandy.
And the outstanding achievement. Oh, this is a good one. Outstanding achievement in making people shake in their boots without even being on a yacht. Miss Kate Chastain, currently on The Traitors. Let's hear what she has to say.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Ronnie. I just want to say thank you for this prestigious honor and award of making someone shake in their boots, even when I'm not on a yacht. I will carry this badge of honor with me with pride wherever I go. And, you know, even though I can't be there at the Golden Crappies, and even though every single day feels like the Golden Crappies for me, he's already given me 2 Golden Crappies today. This Golden Crappy, the one from you guys, is by far my favorite. So thank you.
That's great. Thanks, Kate. And you know
little
what? We actually have.
Sully, little Sullivan.
You know what? We actually have one last one, which we almost forgot about. This is the award for Best New Crappins Listener. Let's see who that is. Hey, that's Lisa Vanderpump.
Hello, Ben and Ronnie. This is Lisa Vanderpump. I'm going to listen to your podcast. If you talk shit about me, I will be coming for you very soon.
Thank you, David Caspi, for getting that video of Lisa Vanderpump for us. She has no idea that we just made it sound like she wanted to accept the award.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappins commercial.
Hey, grown-ups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast. And those plans are the opposite of quiet. Sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts today.
Hey, it's Payne. And I'm here to tell you that we're back with a brand new season of Up and Vanished, called Up and Vanished in the Midnight Sun. In this newest season of Up and Vanished, I'm investigating an unsolved missing persons case in Nome, Alaska, on the edge of the Arctic Circle. Florence Okpialik, an Alaska native, was last seen on August 31st, 2020. And I've spent the last year in Alaska trying to find out what happened to her, putting myself in the most dangerous positions I've ever been in. You don't want to miss this brand new season of Up and Vanished. It is by far the most intense investigation I've ever been a part of. from Tenderfoot TV, Up and Vanished in the Midnight Sun, is available right now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now for another clip from one of our Best Bravo Show nominees.
Oh, yes. I love this music. All right. Thank you.
Everyone, I'm so sorry that Todd couldn't be here tonight. But he's very upset about something that somebody said sometime about something. Blink in Spanish.
Blink, 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 blink.
Dear ladies of Miami, I apologize sincerely that I could not be at your dinner party for the following reasons. I had a toe injury, I was at the gym, and I recently learned that one should never buy a house, you should always rent, and never do other crazy things. I will send each and every one of you a Godiva chocolate. Thank you very much for your time and consideration.
Hi, everybody. I just wanted to welcome you to my podcast. It's, like, called...
Supper.
Can you do the next part?
Rish.
Supper.
Rish.
Supper.
Rish.
No, it's my part. That was my part, though.
From the top.
But not y'all.
From the top.
Okay, you can edit that, right?
Supper-ish.
You're going to edit
Angst,
it? Okay, I forgot the rest. But, I'm, so in love. X, Y, Z, this and that.
Guess what? I am friends with Alexia now. And also, goat.
Lenny!
Larsa, I have something to tell you. I have cancer.
Oh, my God. Don't, blame me, how do you even know? I'm not gonna tell anybody, but it's not my fault you have cancer. Why are you yelling at me about it?
Please, don't tell anyone. Don't tell anyone.
I'm not gonna tell anybody. Did you hear that Gertie had cancer? I'm so mad at her.
Oh, look at that dog. I'm gonna throw a roast turkey at it.
No, Lisa, no, stop, Lisa.
Oh, well, Lisa, mashed potatoes and some gravy.
No, Lisa, no, it's not nice, Lisa.
Okay, just this pot roast and I'm done.
Lenny!
Thank you. Real Housewives of Miami. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Oh my gosh, here's a good one.
Oh yeah. Oh, that's Miss Kitchen, it's just us.
Okay. Oh my gosh, this is getting long. We actually cut this down this year. You're welcome. We've only got 20 hours left. Suckers!
Okay, this is a fun cat. This is a new one this year, I think.
All right.
Biggest fuckboy.
Oh my God, this is a difficult category because this is biggest fuckboy, most rapey energy. We don't really even know how to break it down. So let's just get through her, shall we? Austin Kroll.
Southern Charm. Gary King from Below Deck Sailing.
Corey Kiefer. Why? In God's name, who? What the fuck kind of casting person thought this was okay? Who?
He looks like an AI-generated prompt that went wrong.
Over and over again, they cast him. Corey Kiefer.
Luca from several Below Decks.
Yeah, he turned real quick, didn't he? That was...
Tom Sandoval's going to be a tough one to beat, guys.
Dude, I'm in love, dude.
All right.
Biggest fuckboy.
Dude.
Should we read this together?
Let's do it.
Do it, bro.
I'll put it on the mic.
Wow. What?
Yeah, by a large margin,
recount.
Too.
Recount. Wow. Austin Kroll.
Austin Kroll.
Southern
biggest fuckboy. To win biggest fuckboy during the year of Scandoval says something. Says something.
Well, this is actually a big deal because Austin got pissed off at us. And when we posted voting for this, wrote us, still, still. And I said, yeah, because you were nominated and you made it to the next round. Congratulations.
Yes.
And he said, okay, but if I win this, you have to follow me and come on our podcast.
I'll do it.
And I said, okay.
We'll do it.
So there you go. Get your beer and pillows ready. We're going to Charleston. Just kidding. We make a full cast trip out of it. Bum, ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum. Trap out. Bum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
So this next category, biggest villain, I mean, this is a big category. And we thought, like, if we're going to do a category honoring villains, we have to really think of someone that we know who's, like, super villainous, who is known for being a little mean, a little nasty, a little rude. We know it might create some awkward moments on this stage, but we feel like we should do this. So please welcome probably the meanest person we know, Danny Pellegrino.
Well, you're a real tough cookie with a big old schlong. Bust out the elastic like the one in my thong. That's okay, let's see how you do it. I'll get on my knees and I'll fuck right to it. Hit me with your best shot and fire away.
I'm sorry to take over here. Before
take
we get
over.
Into the villain category, I was just in the green room talking to Shishi.
Uh-huh.
Sheena's still here, and I did see that she was drinking, so I said, what's going on with Jackson Brittany, right? Did anyone see these rumors are popping up about Jackson Brittany?
No, what are they?
What are they?
There are these rumors that maybe they're living separate lives or something, right?
I don't think
it's true rumors, but I did ask her immediately downstairs, and it seemed like she didn't think they were true either, so I just wanted to pass that information along to
Okay. You guys, it's safe. It's safe. Danny.
I think it's just
Brittany.
A ploy to get us all to watch that show.
Yeah. The Valley.
Is Danny, it going to work?
I just have to say, since we last had you on here, you have blown up. You're like on the Drew Barrymore show. You're like a star now, Danny.
Well, you guys, I think I was at the very first Crappies.
You were.
Because I still have my golden Crappie from that very first one. It's like half apart because it was glued together, but I still have it in my office. And
I love that you have that.
One of my most prized possessions.
Come on. Yes. Well, you know, Danny, at that award show was like, you guys, I'm thinking of starting a podcast, but I'm kind of scared.
I had a right to be scared.
Superstar.
I had a right to be scared because that's also where I met Ariana. Uh-huh. And she came on my show and then we did the cocktail book together. So it was because of you two, really, that I got in business with the two of them.
Oh.
And so I blame you for that.
Yes.
Which was not it. They're like, woo! You're like, no, fuck you guys. Seriously, fuck you.
You're also a moderator of BravoCon, right?
I did the Miami panel, which was wild.
Oh my God.
And the Orange County panel, which was so funny because, not funny, but it was like right after the Archie Shannon running into a house with a car situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so that was immediately in the panel, like it was like lights up. I'm like, Shannon, tell me about the DUI. And I think it kind of threw them all off guard. And then I did hear. I don't know if this is true, but people were telling me afterwards that Vicky was upset that I didn't ask enough questions to her on the panel or something. But I don't know that that's true, but that's what I think.
Wow.
She probably leaves that review on every Uber driver as well. Didn't ask me enough questions. You know what? One star. That's it. Get a job.
Not enough.
Well, I can't believe you asked me about my DUI. I was in a fight with John Jans and that let me paralyze behind the wheel.
You guys, the next fucking season of Orange County is going to be nuts. Like,
it's going to be so...
it's going to be nuts with John and Alexia and all of that shit.
Oh, let me tell you something. I thought the last season of Orange County was awesome, personally. So I am ready for this season as well. It's going to be wild with that love triangle. But anyway, we are here to talk about villains.
Biggest villain. All these demons we're about to show you are up for the biggest villain this year. I'm excited.
Are you ready? Here we go. I'm pressing the magic iPad. Okay.
All right, let's see it. I do not care for that man. Do not care for that man. Madison, when he was always tugging on that dick in that video that we had seen 100 times.
Tugging on his boner.
Madison.
Sing right now.
They're literally awesome half hard. He's like, I'm not doing anything. You've got a boner.
That fucking turtleneck. I do not care for that man. I do not like him. I do not care for him.
Austin Kroll.
Okay, Larsa Pippen from The Real Housewives of Miami. Now, controversial, I fucking love Larsa. I'm swearing a lot tonight, I'm sorry, but I do. I love how villainous Larsa is to watch. Now, is this someone that I need to buddy up with? No, but on a TV show, I do like watching that level of personality on the TV. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And she really won me over when she was fake reading a book on The Traitors.
Yes.
That was the best.
Yeah, that was Larsa's greatest.
She's like, should I turn this page again? Do you want me to do that again?
Should I turn the page like?
Hold on,
X, Y, Z, and this and that like?
She had some troubling views on Gertie's cancer, but other than that.
Well, actually, I loved Larsa on The Traitors when the Alan Cumming goes around and taps everyone on the shoulder. They take down their blindfold. She goes, Parvati got touched. Parvati's a traitor. All right.
Do you think Sheree knows the game she's playing yet?
Sheree thinks she's on Jeopardy.
I have like supersonic hearing, like.
Sheree's ready to put her disc in the Plinko thing.
Poor Sheree. They're like, Sheree, who would you like to vote off? She's like, can I have a CT? You do not have to phrase it in the form of a question, Sheree.
If a producer didn't get her when they were out in them woods, I swear her and Kevin would just be wandering outside that castle still.
100%.
Okay, we also have Linda, Monica's mother from The Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
It's a pretty big boo. I mean, that's a big win if you ask me.
I would actually argue that outfit is one of the most memorable of the year on Bravo. Just seeing her outside in the street, and then what, did she walk home that day, I believe?
Yes, she did.
That was the day
she walked home. The Range Rover was in use.
Right.
She was like, I want to wear Burberry, but I also want to wear Polo. What do I do?
Wait, okay, well, let's get to the next one, and then I have a question for you boys. So our next nominee is Monica. Now, I just want to know the two of you, who do you think is more villainous between Monica and the mom?
Well, the tree came before the apple, so I would say the tree. But Monica is very promising. Her tree is very promising. Her little baby tree is going to grow into a big, horrible villain tree, and I can't wait. Yeah.
But I sort of think it might be one of those diminishing return things. Like, you know how we look at Vicky Gunvalson, and then she's got Brianna, you know, more stable than Vicky.
Brianna's fucking nuts in her butts, okay? Brianna's just younger. You need to marinate. The crazy needs to marinate. Brianna's going fucking nuts over there with her essential oils and all that bullshit. Don't count Brianna out yet.
Yeah, she's also on keto, so I've been on keto, and I know what a keto villain is like, because I've been one.
That's like the final straw for Ben. He's like, she's on keto. That bitch is done.
Enjoy your high cholesterol. We have another villain.
One more villain, of course. This demon. Tom Sandoval. Now, these are some villains, you guys. These are some bad people that I love watching. I think it's hard to deny that Tom really did fit that villain role really perfectly, right?
Yeah, he was disgusting. And
just
watching a whole season, knowing that he was cheating on Ariana, and like he was just being like, Dumpling, what do you want to do today? I love you so much, Dumpling. And you're like, you fucking asshole. So it's hard to deny that.
And correct me if I'm wrong, we're only a few episodes into this new season, but it doesn't seem like he's showing a lot of remorse.
No.
You don't think?
Not really.
I'm sorry you thought it was my fault.
It's hard to show remorse when you're busy having parties with strangers you're calling your friends now.
paid strangers.
All right.
Wait, what did you say, Katie?
I said paid strangers.
Paid strangers, yes. That was originally the Camille Grammer story. Yeah. But
by the way, that's the perfect wig to throw that kind of shade in.
Thank you.
All the curls just bounce really angrily. Danny, will
like
you do
like a Bob Ross impersonator over there.
It's like a really pissed off Bob Ross.
Oh my God, I love him.
And the villain is... Tom Sandoval.
Yes.
Tom Vanderpump Rules.
Yes, Danny, thank you.
Thank you, boys. I love you. We all love you.
Thank you, Danny Pellegrino.
You come on with a come on. You don't fight fair. That's okay. Just don't blow it in my hair. You knock me down. It's all in vain. I'll get right down on my knees again. Hit me with your come shot.
And now, another nominee for Best Show of the Year. Real Housewives of New York, Legacy.
Can you believe it, girls? I'm back in St. Bart's, a full island of men to fuck. I'm so horny.
Well, you know what? I had a bathing suit. Who took my bathing suit? A maid probably took it. Can someone ask a maid who took my bathing suit? I think they speak German. Ask them if they speak German if they took my bathing suit. The bathing suit is for a 28-year-old looking person, okay?
You know what, it's so nice to be here, off of pause. I get to meet Kristen. You know, Kristen, you're so brave. You're a brave woman.
Wait, Dorinda, you were fired, right?
How dare you say I wasn't fired? I wasn't ever a superstar. You deserve whatever your husband did to you.
Well, I'll tell you what I don't deserve. Not being invited to a Rangers game by Kelly Bensimo. She's invited every Tom, Dick, and Harry, all of whom I'd probably talk to. I'm just so horny.
Let me tell you something. Eagles don't fly with pigeons, honey, so eat your breadcrumbs.
Did someone say something about free breadcrumbs? I'm broke.
I'll tell you what broke me. Not getting invited to a Rangers game.
It was weird. You're being weird right now. That's what's happening. You're being weird. I just need you to be authentic. That's it.
Authentic? Like my marriage to Josh, which is like very authentic, like, and he definitely did not cheat on me.
You know what? Horses don't swim with fax machines, honey, all right? So get your crayons and go to the park.
What?
Otters don't make kielbasa with butterflies, bitch, all right?
For crying out loud, speak English, Dorinda.
Squirrels don't roller skate with secretaries, bitch. All right, so get your pencils and your rollers.
Oh, well, why didn't you see them in the first place, okay? And that was Real Housewives of New York, Legacy.
All right. We've got to sit down for this one. I mean, I know I've been sitting down the whole show. Guys, come get this stuff. Get it out of my way. Clear it. Clear this stuff. Guys, there was a,
do you need your microphone? Yeah. Oh, wait, I'll do that for you.
This is a very hurtful thing to have to do, but I'm going to have to honor the best villain tonight. Ben, go ahead and hit it, would you, hon?
I think I hit it. I hit it.
Doesn't seem to matter what I do. I'm a piece of number two. Call me out and I'll fake cry. Oh, why? I've got a feeling I can't explain. For a girl without a brain. Now I'm welcome as old trash. Blame it on the stash. Cause I'm just calm. Can't even get love from Schwartz's mom. Is it my destiny to live a life of manly Tom fragility? I'm just
just Tom, coming soon to your daughter's prom. What will it take for you to see the man beside the scandability?
With my emotions.
I want you to know I'm here for love. I'll fake the real thing. And then a crime, am I not hot when I shit on your feelings? Is my karma finally here? Why are you screaming?
I'm the screamer.
To prove it. Hey, that wasn't malicious. Okay, it was malicious. But it wasn't malicious intent.
Can you feel my energy?
Alright, well, when you thought I was lying.
Feels so good, my energy.
You could have followed me.
Can you feel my energy?
You know, the first time I made out with her.
Feels so good, my energy.
I was like, bro, maybe you're not washed up after all, dude.
I'm just Tom, and I'm enough. And I'm great at doing stuff. So hey, well, check me out, cause I'm just Tom.
My name is Tom, and so is his. And I'm staying who I am.
Cause I'm just Tom.
I'm just Tom.
Thank you. Thank you. I'll take that as a sign of forgiveness. Thank you.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Berlin.
We've never done this before.
Hey.
Oh. Are you fixed?
Yeah. Oh, I need a stool.
That's a terrible accent. Oh. I don't know why.
I needed a stool.
Why mine is Liverpool, but it is.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Berlin.
Finally, lovers know no shame.
Rachel.
In time you slipped
Manila,
away.
Taylor Armstrong.
When the mirror Dr. crashed, Contessa, I called you.
Audra.
And turned
Naomi,
to hear you say.
Mariah.
If only for
Bill,
today.
Charlie.
I am
Christina.
Unafraid.
Sam. Chris.
Take my breath away.
Luke. Natalia. Below Deck Adventure. Real Girlfriends in Paris. Family Karma. Winter House. Real House House of the Culture Morocco.
Mars.
Trace Amigas. Prince Chess Career.
Haunted by the notion.
Raquel's Pageant Eligibility. Yes, Comeback. Juan's Basketball Job.
Turning and returning to Shannon's some Fender. Sort of place inside.
Pump Restaurant. The Penis Flute.
Watching in slow motion.
Lisa's $60,000
ring. My way,
Tom's Mustache.
My love,
Sam and Corey.
Take my breath away.
Me and Gordon. Drew and Ralph.
Take my breath away.
Kim and Roy. Kate
take
and Satchel.
My
Larson, Marcus Knight. Lakshmi.
That's a lot of food.
Candy
take
Burris.
It away, take it away now. Take it away now.
Monica Garcia, Fowler, Delgado, Darnell, Kardashian, Santos, Knowles, Hilton, McQueen, take Burris, Gern, Gumsel, Rinna, Cohen, Lannister, Vontees. Rest in peace. Rest in peace.
Take my breath away.
Thank you to
Maddie and Poodle from Reality Gays. We love you guys. That was beautiful.
Guys.
That was beautiful.
Beautiful, beautiful voices of angels. Gay angels.
My God. They could be guys on Bravo. They just touch you when you don't want to be. You know what I mean? You can't help it.
Oh, everyone
what
get
talents.
Excited.
And Ben, great fucking job on that.
Well, thank
it's
you.
Amazing. It's
and
my
how
favorite
about
thing every
Karen
year.
Singing
is
that song that he wrote.
My favorite year. Thanks for coming to our talent show, guys. And now, what is next?
That is next.
Girl. I feel like you should do it.
Okay. Well, this is a big category. We're now getting into the, we're in the final stretch here. We got the major
categories.
You guys
doing okay out there? How we doing?
Everyone okay?
Pretty well behaved, I think.
We're in the final stretch. You guys have great energy late into the show. We
really
love it.
You have been great. Thank you. Has anybody barfed on anybody?
Has anyone barfed? Has anyone been arrested?
Get to work.
Okay. So here we go. This category is a big one. Best Bravo moment. And the person that we're having present this, he came last year and he was wonderful and we love him. He is both the writer and star of Southside on Max, but also the One Song Podcast, which you should also go subscribe to. Please welcome Diallo Riddle, everyone.
Yes, Diallo. Might be upside down.
Today's another day to find you shining away.
What'd you say to me? It's upside down, I think, Denise. Is your jacket upside down? Denise, I think it's upside down. Don't do this.
Denise, I'm saying.
I know what you're doing.
Let me help you with that, Denise.
I know what you're doing. Oh, Denise.
Stop it.
Amazing.
Stop it.
Denise, I got a question. How much did you earn on OnlyFans this morning? Backwards.
Diallo Riddle,
beautiful.
Everyone. Oh, the proper blazer
Get
is wobble. Coming on. Oh.
Yes, YOLO. The hotness. Shall I?
Here, I'm going to hold this. I'm going to, ooh, it's like a.
You guys, I think best quote was the hardest category this year.
It's pretty it was. Hard. There's
I think that was
stuff.
Insane because when you think about You May Leave did yeah. not make the cut.
You May Leave didn't even make the top five. Isn't that wild?
That's crazy to me.
This was probably one of the best year for Bravo quotes of all time.
It was insane. It was insane. And honestly, can we all agree that Bravo is having a moment?
The moment.
It's a moment. Like, if you read the trades, inside source, like, the level, like yeah. the degree to which everything is just being taken over by Bravo.
And you know what's so funny is that, like, I feel like there's so many people that are like, guys, I just started watching Vanderpump Rules. It's really good. I'm like, yeah, we've been here for like 11 years already.
Well, this is confession time.
Okay,
this
these is confession are your confessions?
Time. These this
are...
is my confession. You guys got me into Bravo.
Really?
Wow.
My wife, shout out to my wife. She's wearing a poverty headband right
wow.
now.
Wow.
Shout out to the Traitors. We have our kids watching the Traitors.
Oh,
My 6-year-old has a opinion about Phaedra.
Good, you're raising them right.
No, I agree. Listen, I would walk through the room, I would hear my wife listening to this podcast, and I was like, wow, those motherfuckers are really funny. And then I started watching Bravo. So it's insane that, like, you know, some people come to the podcast because they watch the shows. You guys are hilarious. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you, Diallo.
Thank you.
Seriously. I have a question.
Thank you.
When your kid has a tantrum and you're like, you're having a tantrum, does your kid say, I do too much because you do too little? Because that would be a dream.
I will say this. The other day, I saw my kid feeding our dog, like, some human food. And I was like, don't be a Lisa.
Oh, yeah.
Don't be a Lisa.
Don't be a Lisa.
Don't assume that that dog wants that human food chucked off the side of a boat.
There are valuable life lessons to be had from Bravo. And I think that is the big takeaway.
I'm raising Bravo kids. We're
Your
raising
kid
Bravo
like, back
kids.
Back it up,
bitch. You better back it up, daddy, bitch.
You better back it up. Okay, you ready?
I feel like I'm presenting the Best Picture Award at the Oscars.
You basically are.
This is the biggest award of the night.
This is a huge, huge and important category. And shall we get on with the nominees?
Let's do it. Well, this first one... This is just positive. I mean, like, no jokes here.
Yeah.
Shout out to Aisha, Captain Jason. I think we were all on board for this. We didn't want to, you know, that was just positive.
It was a rare moment of, like, humanity on Bravo. We're like, what do we do with this?
They were protecting the employees. They were making a safe work environment. I have no jokes here.
Well, that's good because we go from a very scary potential sexual assault to...
Mary Cosby confirms that Heather looks inbred. Can I admit, one of my favorite moments of the reunion was seeing Mary Cosby connect with Monica. And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. And then I was like, wait a second. They're both sleeping with inappropriate people in their families.
That's true.
That's
brother-in-law's grandfather's. Like, yeah. She was like, I get you.
Yes.
Wait,
that's
just...
like a crazy point of bonding. Like, you fuck inappropriate family members? Me too. Let's go to lunch.
They made that order of words, you know, brother-in-laws and grandfathers. Like, their own brother-in-laws and grandfathers. Okay.
I agree. All right. Oh. This might be my favorite moment. Every time my wife and I go to a restaurant, we use this. Listen, you know you're at a good restaurant when the restaurant has primed the waiters to identify who is the hostess of the dinner. Like, that is insane to me.
Yeah.
Like, that poor guy, he was just like, yeah, okay, I'll see what I can
that
do.
That poor guy, his name is Chad. Waiter not secure.
Chad. That's right, he was at BravoCon. That's true.
I want you to make sure she leaves this dinner right now.
I like any sentence that starts one way and goes another way. She was like, I am the hostess of this dinner. She is, her behavior is inappropriate. Like, she was just like, no, that sentence wasn't going the way I wanted. I'm going to go another way.
Yes. Let's not forget, I feel like in all the talk, there's been so many amazing scenes. I feel like we forgot about that then, like, what was, like, around this was Meredith being like, you don't understand. There's a child somewhere who's crying. We forgot about that.
They were so... That whole dinner is quotable.
That was
a crazy dinner.
That was, I think that may have been like one of the best episodes of all time.
Of all time. Easily. Might have gotten my vote. Oh, okay. Monica cries that she bought a Louis Vuitton to fit in. You know what, guys? I will say, this happens early on in the season.
Yeah.
I think this was very, I don't want to call it relatable, but like, you know, like, you kind of get it, right? Like,
right.
It's like, oh, you know, she just wants something nice.
Yeah.
That's what she says. I just want something nice.
She was in her nice little house, and she was like, I just want, like, I bought a bag to put in, Mom. And you're like, oh.
Yeah.
It's a great reveal later on in the season.
It was manipulation, goddammit.
Oh, no.
I'm poor.
Yeah. And it worked. We were like, yes, poor queen.
And the final nominee.
And of course, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City season finale dinner.
Yeah.
We've seen the memes. What can even be said about this at this point?
She should win for this image alone. I mean, this image is burned into all
Meredith
of our
windswept.
Brains.
Meredith with the Shaw. I can't even see a Shaw now. Without thinking about Meredith Marks. I see the people wearing the Brooks Marks sweatsuits over there. I know you're over there. Shout out to y'all.
Yes.
Thank God. You guys got yours. We ordered ours. They didn't come for months. So congratulations,
well,
Brooks
Marks.
Well,
it takes a long time for a toddler to sew a sweatshirt. What do you expect?
Wow. Best Bravo moment. I'm excited.
Okay,
I know what I voted for.
So what did you vote for? What do you think?
I voted for Meredith. I voted for Meredith Marks. She is the hostess of this, and this woman needs to leave. This woman needs to leave, but I don't know, I have no idea.
Ronnie, what's your Bravo moment?
That picture of Meredith, like, coming out from your shower drain, like,
she had finally
Well, last time my shower drain had hair. It was a long time ago, but...
The benzos had finally worn off from the airplane. She's like, finally, I have a nice light dinner.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that dinner was, it will go down in
yes.
history. That's like up there with all the, that's up there with the freaking rats and snakes speech of Survivor season one. Like, that is in the Library of Congress, if you ask me. So, Diallo.
It probably will be the way that this shit's going. We're talking about this in Congress.
I know.
Statue of Heather
Gay screenshots that made it all the way to the halls of Congress.
Yes.
I know. I'm so proud.
It's going to be like Abraham Lincoln sitting on that chair with Heather Gay's fucking face on it.
Children will forsake the Gettysburg Address and they will learn Heather Gay's speech.
Yeah.
At the finale of that season. So
four
I've never
score
been so-
20 years ago, Monica started an Instagram account.
I've never been so honored in my life.
The declaration of, you exploited my vagina.
I wish we could do the crappies for just that reunion special.
Oh yeah. My God.
All three parts.
I know.
Yeah.
You need like a solid 6 hours to talk it out.
Fingers on my head.
All right.
And the winner of Best Bob.
Here we go. And the winner is Real Housewives of Salt Lake City season finale dinner.
Hard to deny it.
Salt Lake City.
Woo!
Diallo, thank you so much.
I will accept this crappy on their behalf.
Please do.
Yes.
Because we all know they deserve it. Thank you.
And everyone check out Diallo's podcast, One Song.
Love you, Diallo.
Thank you, Diallo. Please take your right side up jacket.
Weekend.
Yeah, got it.
Everybody wants
of my heart. You love the show. You wanna be the show. Come on, baby, let's go.
Yes.
Thank you, Katie and Walter.
All right. And now for another nominee.
Final nominee.
Final nominee.
Final nominee.
For best show, Vanderpump Rules. I'm getting divorced.
I'm getting married.
And I'm opening up for Cascade, a pool.
Oh, Cascade, is that going to be bigger than Rochella?
Fuck you, stupid man, slut, die in the fire, you dumb whore face.
We don't need boys. We're going to have the best girls trip of all time. Yay, my mom's going to come.
Look, it's Garcelle's son. I'm gonna go squirt all over him. Squirt gallons all over him.
Hey, it's me, Raquel. Can I make out with him?
Oh, he's all yours, Raquel. I'm a girl's girl. Go flirt with that guy. Live your best life, you single bitch.
Okay.
Stupid whore, Raquel. I can't believe you made out with him. I would never trust you around my man, Rakowsk.
Well, good thing you don't have a man for me to make out with for if you had a man. Because if you had a man, I would make out with him. You don't have a man, so I'm not making out with him.
Someone reboot Raquel. Reboot Raquel.
I'm going to go look at my star machine.
She's such a stupid slut. I hate because
stupid
she's
girl.
A dumb
she's
whore.
So stupid. She's slutty. Slut. She likes she's stars. Stupid. She likes stupid star machines.
Oh, yeah? I'm gonna fuck all of your boyfriends.
Yeah, man. So, like, Raquel came over last night, and then she totally dipped out. Like, she, like, dipped out, man. Dude.
Katie, I'm really sorry, but there's no more hotel rooms in Mexico, so you have to leave the country.
I don't need a wedding to have fun. I'm going to have the most epic girls trip in Mexico. We're going to, like, drink Earl Grey tea.
Hey, Raquel, do you want to secretly make out in front of everybody so Katie can't see right under Katie's balcony?
Yeah.
I totally slept with Raquel, and it's all your fault, Ariana.
Go fuck yourself with a cheese grater. You're a piece of shit, and I want you to remember that for the rest of your life.
Hold on.
Thank you. Thank you. Vanderpump Rules. Vanderpump Rules. Oh, thank you.
A little pink butt over there. All right, so now is big one. It's a big one, guys. It's a big one. A lot of our friends, you know, one of the good things about this is meeting so many talented people who do what we love to do, which is talk shit about Bravo.
Yep.
So we invited some of our new friends, some of our old friends, to come give us their thought on the Bravo Liberty of the Year.
Let's go listen what their choices are for Bravo Liberty.
I'm Kaya.
And I'm Aaron, and we're Bravo Wild Black.
You're probably thinking, oh, Bravo Wild Black, they're obviously going to pick Phaedra.
Shame on you.
How dare you jump to that conclusion about us? But you're right. Our Bravo Liberty of the Year is Phaedra.
Whether she is somehow unmarried to medicine, with no sign of a boyfriend in medicine,
or dragging your favorite Big Brother alum,
Phaedra is the judge and jury of our TVs and our lives.
My name is Taylor Strecker, and my Bravo Liberty of the Year, without a doubt, is Uba. You can never say Connecticut ever again without thinking about Uba.
What's up? I'm Shooter from the Bravo Bros, and my Bravo Liberty of the Year is Sutton Strack.
What's up, everybody? This is Steele from the Bravo Bros, and my Bravo Liberty of the Year would be Craig Conover. What a glow up. What a year he's had. What a journey we watched him go on. Attaboy, Craig.
Hello, this is Dame Brian Moylan, president and founder of the Real Housewives Institute. And my Bravo Liberty of the Year is Tom Sandoval. Yes, he's an asshole, but we wouldn't have had one of the best seasons of reality TV
Bold.
Without him.
Wow. Bold choice, Dame.
Thank you.
Bold choice.
I love hot takes like that.
Yes. Thank you to all of those guys.
Do you guys think that Tom Sandoval deserves to be best Bravo celebrity?
All right. Well, who is the Bravo celebrity of the year, Ben?
Well, let's look at our nominees.
We start with Aisha Scott. Oh, so sweet.
Oh, I love that.
Love that. That's good.
Ariana Maddox. I don't want to say that we cursed her, but...
She got one little bow. Bow.
I mean, what needs to be said? Ariana, what a year.
Okay, next up, Heather Gay. Real Housewives of Salt Lake City. Let me tell you guys how I got my black eye. I don't know. You're welcome. You're welcome.
But I'm pretty sure Jen Shaw had something to do with it. Okay. Oh, Jessa Tank. She came from nothing and came to a foreign land where she could unpack boxes and someday meet a man she could yell at and... Oh, guys, I have to tell you something. This is so Pavitt. So you know the video that was before with Jessel and Pavitt? So they sent in their videos. So they sent it separately and I put them together. And Jessel sent in hers and I was like, where the hell is Pavitt's video? And I looked, Gmail sent it to spam. I was like, that is so Jessel and Pavitt. Pavitt, you stupid inconsiderate nincompoop sending things to spam.
It's probably because of all the fried chicken coupons that were attached. It's like the New York Street Committee, the New York Street Food Committee. Okay, so Jessel, and then there was Sutton Strike. Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. My esophagus is small, and I'm not apologizing for it.
And the winner is, who do you think is going to win?
I think Ariana's going to win, don't you think? Ariana?
I mean, there could be a name a moment.
Ariana's going to take this one. Roxy Hart.
And the winner is Ariana Maddox for Vanderpump Rules.
Vanderpump Rules. Well done, Ariana. And here, to kind of accept her award, Miss Ariana Maddox.
Hi, Ben. Hi, Ronnie. Hi, Crappiners. There's one day that I look forward to every year. I wake up in the morning, I cross the days out on the calendar, I look forward to it. I just wanna know, when is it coming, when is it coming? And it's the Golden Crappies. And I cannot believe that I'm missing out on being at the Golden Crappies in person this year. But I just wanted to send my love to all of you guys and say thank you so much. And I just really wish that I could be there. I know you're having the best time. Please raise a glass in my absence. And thank you again. I love you guys. Happy Golden Crappies. It's the most important award show of the year. And what's up, Katie and Walter? Best house band there ever was.
I mean, come on.
Thank you.
How can you not?
I know. Of course, like the one year that she won Bravo of the Year, Bravo Celebrity of the Year. She is killing it in Broadway right now across the country, so good for her.
Amazing. Yes.
All right.
Okay, now Best Bravo Show of the Year. Here we are, the final award of the evening. You guys have been so patient, so kind. No one has barfed. Guys, we're all growing up, aren't we?
Here's a quick summary. We've got Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Real Housewives of Miami.
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. Real Housewives of New York Legacy, okay?
Whoa, can't believe it. And Vanderpump Rules. This is between Vanderpump Rules and Salt Lake City, I think, is what it is. It's a tight one. And the winner of Bravo show of the year is...
Real Housewives of Salt Lake City! Congratulations to those inbred biatches. And thank you so much for being here. Thank you to Katie and Walter.
Thank you, Katie and Walter.
All of our guests, the Palace Theater, all of you for your love and support, and everybody who came here today. We love you guys.
Watch what crappens.
Thank you for coming.
Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens. Watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Crappens! Crappens! Here we go, everybody, sing it! Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens? Watch what crappens, watch what crappens. Who cares what happens when there's so much that crappens?
Get home safely!
Thanks to Ben and Ronnie, and thanks for coming out tonight! Everyone have a great night! Stay shitty! Woo!
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber. Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson. Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino. Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie. My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthew sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Kotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.